And welcome back. We have Tim Alexander here. And Tim, we've got a lot of stuff to cover today. I mean, I'm looking at your blog, and like you're back up to speed here. Tell us all about the big news. And one of the things that I got on my news items that maybe you can make a comment on is I got a report by this guy, John Kimber. And of course, we talked about this with our conspiracy theory expert investigator, Jim Fetzer. And he's very concerned there's going to be an inauguration assassination attempt. And he's worried that it might be a truncation or a decapitation of government by something as nasty as a nuke. Now, I think that's a pretty tall story, and I'd like to see a lot more collaboration. But damn it, an assassination is not out of the question when we know John F. Kennedy was assassinated by internal elements in our government.
Well, his son was assassinated too, John Jr.
Right.
His brother Robert was assassinated, and Teddy Kennedy was set up at Chappaquiddick. It's not that he wasn't out with this girl or anything, but the car had damage that was inconsistent with rolling off the bridge, and she had dried blood on her.
Right.
I think they drugged him. But, of course, Wallace was shot when he threatened re-election of Nixon. Ronald Reagan was shot 63 days into his first term so that they could put George Bush in. Didn't work out. Almost did, though. When Nixon was forced to resign, he was supposed to appoint Nelson Rockefeller as his vice president. He refused. He knew who had set him up. He appointed Gerry Ford, and Gerry Ford caved in to the pressure and appointed Nelson Rockefeller. And then Squeaky Ford almost shot him. They managed to, hit the gun, and she had a .45. So we live in a country that is extremely rich, that it has always been a principal target for these global banking cartel families who are mostly European. They intend to take Trump out one way or another, either by assassination, by delegitimizing him somehow, using the 25th Amendment to replace him, or to impeach him. Nothing is, don't put anything past them. They did 9-1-1. It certainly wasn't some 6-foot-6 Arab guy sitting on his butt in a cave in Afghanistan who managed to stand the Air Force down and to change the laws of physics. All these things, while their truth is out there, other than the Kennedy assassination, at least the House of Representatives in a form of vote said he was the subject of a conspiracy by persons unnamed, unknown. But most of these, the official government line is, follows the official globalist line, the lies. If you see what they're doing in Europe, the absolute destruction of Europe by the political class, which are owned by the globalists, Trump is a response to that. Brit exit was a response to that. Guilders in the Netherlands, Marine Le Pen in France, and others in Hungary and Italy and elsewhere are leading the charge against the globalists. These people are incredibly powerful. Just in the last day or two, there were a number of articles, including on alternative news media sites. 8 richest men have as much wealth as the poorest, half of the world. And they name these 8 richest men. Well, I gave that my 5 BS flag award because I didn't see a single Rothschild listed, a Warburg, a Schiff, a Rockefeller, or anybody. The men they listed list their money in billions. I don't think there's a single one that's $100 billion. When you're looking at
the... You got to be trillionaires, right?
Yeah, when you're looking at the The global banking cartel 30 families, you're looking at people that count their wealth in the trillions, or in the case of the Rothschild clan, they're estimated somewhere between 500 and 800 trillion, with a T, dollars, which is a very large percentage of the global wealth. They operate behind the scenes. They operate behind corporate fronts, offshore bank accounts, and so forth. These people are the enemy. These people are the ones that have manipulated wars, from the beta test of global wars, the Napoleonic Wars.
Right, where they had their own media, by the way. They have manipulated the stock market in Britain by
saying
that Napoleon won, and therefore they crashed the banks in Europe. So since that time, they've not only taken over, they've also taken over, and you're an expert on this, the bloodlines of even the royal elite in Britain are now Rothschilds.
Well, Princess Di was a Rothschild on both sides. Her real father wasn't Johnny Spencer, wasn't the Earl Spencer. It was Sir Richard Goldsmith, first cousin to the Rothschilds, and that those families have interbred for several years, it was a couple hundred years. And her mother had Rothschild blood. So that's why she had such a Jewish-looking nose, because she was.
You're kidding.
Well, you know, they use the Jews. I mean, they use the Jews just as
they
actually
use
everybody
the
else.
They use the Khazars.
That's correct. That is correct. But the point is that these are the enemies, and Donald Trump is going to have to go after them, because he will not have peace or security or be able to really do the things that he has to do as long as they remain with their wealth and their power. And that is the most titanic battle in human history coming up, is replacing them. On the other hand, they are simply human beings. They have to occupy so much space on this earth, and regardless of the trained fighters they have around them, they can be taken out one way or another. Under the law, if he declares them as president, declares them a threat to national security, he has the full authority to send military forces after them, no matter where they're at in any country. Now, when you look at people further down the line, the Bushes, the George Soros, and so forth, those are second and third stringers. And, of course, they need to be arrested for the multiple crimes that they've done. But they use people, and what's so disgusting to me is what I call the libtards, that they use these children and adults who seem to have a cognitive problems with interfacing a variety of data streams and understanding who's doing what where. The snowflakes crying over Trump's win and Hillary's loss, and they have no concept of what's really happening, or the fact that they're crying over the fact that literally a demonic witch lost the election. She tried to steal it. She just wasn't able to, because the landslide was so great. By the way, there's now 150 FBI agents working out of five different offices, plus the New York Police Department, actively investigating the Clinton Foundation. Now, that's only one aspect of many things. What is very important is the globalists get out of jail free cards during the pixie dust on January 20th. That's less than 3 days now, because about noon he will be inaugurated. And it's very important that Trump and his attorney general follow up on this. These people need to be tried, convicted, indicted. Let's look at Pizzagate alone. Now, I hate that term, because pizza, what's pizza? You know, that's an innocuous term. Everybody loves pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? But it's centered on a pizza place that was a front for child molesters and Satanists. And I ran a link to a series of photos of the favorite artist of John Pondexter. And, oh, I mean, it just made my skin creep. There was pictures of innocent little babies, and then there was this drawing, a very realistic drawing of a demon attacking it or right there with it. I mean, it's people need to be woken up to the level of demonic evil that has been manipulating this country. You know, think back on World War One, World War Two, all the millions of people that were slaughtered. Think of the people that were in prison in the Cheka and the NKVD and the KGB prison camps. As Socialation said, there were literally thousands of prisoners.
You're talking about Solzhenitsyn. What do you think about them trying to make Putin as a war criminal, saying he's bombing hospitals when we support ISIS? Erdogan's even stated we support ISIS. He says, I have photographic and video evidence. And then to try to accuse Putin of being a war criminal, trying to finally
when we had, what was his name? The good friend of Trump that we had, I was on with him once on your show. Roger Stone. As I said to Roger Stone, and he agreed, I said, one thing you can see from the globalist clamp and the Hillary people is they try to do a 180. If they're guilty of something, they right away try to spin it onto Trump.
Oh, they got a disinfo op here. I'll give you an example of a disinfo op, and I'm going to name him this idiot. And this guy, they sent this to me, of course, and it shows this character. His name is John Kimber. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
He's another info, and trying to say that Trump is part of the scheme to decapitate government with a nuke at the inauguration. And then he's with the guys that are doing this, like, no, are you kidding me? He's going to disrupt his own inauguration with a nuke, really. He's going to kill a lot of people, except about 40-some Democrats aren't going to show up because they're going to be protesting him. Really? This guy's
you
a
remember,
moron. You shut the hell up,
the
John Kimber.
The shark Texan billionaire that ran for president a number of years ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, the pointy ears. He was kind of a funny
I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know.
Ross Perot. I stood in the rain down the a few blocks from my house at the high school where we were voting. I stood in the rain to hand out his literature, even though I knew by that time that his chances were very slim. Well, Ross Perot is him, repackaged, and he won. He took it all the way. They threatened the man's family, and he backed down, and then he got back in. But Ross Perot was tough, but Donald Trump is much tougher. And of course, he had a bunch of admirals and generals retired behind him, and he did a hostile takeover of the Republican nomination. It was supposed to be Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush spent hundreds of millions and didn't hardly get a vote. And then he did a hostile takeover of the election. And good.
I think both the Democrat and Republican parties are already gone. I don't think people realize the Democratic Party's in shatters now. I watched an interview with one of their new persons trying to become the directors in black. Her name is Jemu. And when Tucker Carlson was asking her questions, it was like, I was offended by just straightforward questions, including statements by Hillary Clinton. It's like, you got to be kidding. These are things that you should be enraged over. And if you try to peddle it or to try to and get enraged where he's asking a straightforward question. The problem is the Democratic Party is in tatters now. And you can thank Obama, you can thank Hillary Clinton, you can thank a lot of the so-called leadership like Nancy Pelosi.
Well, you can
Pelosi.
Thank Bill Clinton, and you can thank further back.
Look at Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this woman is crazy. Some of the things she says, you got to pass at Obamacare to find out what's in it. And then
she looks nuts.
Oh, yeah, you look at her and she says she's talking about Obamacare. Well, they don't have a plan. They don't have a plan. They have like 8 different plans, and they're actually. Trump has basically said, "You bastards in the Republican Party, stop your bickering. Put together one plan on the same day. Get rid of Obamacare and put this in, or they're going to hang me." Now he knows the very first thing he's going to do besides the Supreme Court, conservative justice, to make sure that we move toward pro-life, which is why this Women's March has actually tried to eject women that are pro-life. Because they don't want to have diversity, that there's pro-life women marching with them. So the pro-life women are going to march anyway. What the hell are these
pro-choicers? Well, look at going back a number of years when they appointed Oh, my brain's not working today. The black Supreme Court justice.
I know who you're talking
about. And he was a conservative black, and oh, my, all the liberals jumped on him with knives out. I mean, it was vicious. And then there was this a lawyer when she was a law student. You know, supposedly he hit on her. Well, what if he did, you know? I mean, men tried to hit on women, and women try to hit on men. I mean, that's human nature. But that you would have thought he was the biggest monster on earth. They did anything and everything to shut him down because he was outside of their little box that they shape. Blacks are supposed to be liberal. No, he's conservative. He said, I don't buy into your BS. And they went after him, you know, with a passion. They do that to anybody. I mean, so you have women that are pro-life, oh my Lord, you know, go after him with knives out. This is the nature of the beast. And a lot of the people that are involved in it have so far gone down a morally corrupt road, they don't even realize the lack of moral integrity in their lives and their thinking process. I mean, they want these babies ripped out. Hillary Clinton was in favor of ripping a 9-month term baby out of its mother's womb right up to the point of that mother giving birth and killing it.
Right.
Now, and she wanted to be president of the United States, and that was hardly even an issue. We've been so beaten down by their immorality. And, you know, I talk on this stuff. It's not like I'm some great saint. Hell, I'm just as bad as a lot of people about a lot of things.
You know the thing that steers us back? We have a relationship with God, so he constantly is chastening us and making us better, like power washing off the sin. Now, what's going on in America, though, is we have Donald Trump, who is trying to bring America back to its roots. He's trying to bring America back to being a Christian nation, being pro-life. Look at Mike Pence, how pro-life Mike Pence is. And these pro-abortion, now, and I'm going to say this to you women out there, you have the right, you know, like the police give you a read you of the rights, you have the right to be sterile. You have the right to not have pregnancies if you don't want them. You do not have the right to kill a baby that's genetically distinct and say it's part of your body. You do not have the right, right up to the moment of delivery, to decide if a child has a birth defect or either they're male or female, terminating them. You do not have a right to pass that fetus over to a genetic engineering maniac who wants to genetically hybridize it with animals or make it a cyborg, warrior, or slave. You do not have the right.
The group that sells the body parts after the abortion?
Right, let me finish. You do not have the right to actually abrogate your responsibility to have the next generation of humans to laboratories that will grow fetuses in a laboratory, because you don't have the right to get rid of the idea that we don't even need females anymore. You know, you can do a punch biopsy of your forearm and actually make egg and sperm. You don't even need women anymore to grow a fetus or an embryo.
Yeah, but you do need women, and you do need.
Well, I'm trying to say technically
you do need God.
So if you've got an unethical, atheistic, and godless world, the reason why they do abortion is not because they want to give women the right for reproductive control, because I fully believe in that. What they want is they want a ceremony of blood and death that's sacrificed to their astral demonic gods. That's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with maintaining control of your pregnancy, which I think women have the right. But there was a doctor in San Antonio that figured out how to put a valve through the belly button, and it would not only prevent pelvic inflammatory disease, but you could never get pregnant until you turn that valve back on. And it wouldn't cause any pelvic infections or cause any side effects or anything. It would just, you're never going to get pregnant unless you turn that valve back on.
But you're right. They want the death. They want the slaughter of innocents.
Right.
By the tens of thousands.
By the way, 93% of abortions worldwide are just female. They're not birth defected. They're just female.
Well, you think the feminists would be against that?
They can't defend it because it means the end of them. That's what it means. Jim, going to run for a
moment. Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
One other thing, I think inauguration is going to go off really smoothly. I know I see this story by Kimber. I've actually been talking to Jim Fetzer. I know there's some kind of variation on this story out there that the other side are going to try a nuke. By the way, I worked with Reserve Admiral John Hughes on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter in Colorado on radiological and biological terrorism. And I was a point man working with the federal national director of the Center for Disease Control and the FBI on the bioterrorism project, which we had special agents involved going to various hospitals, doing war game simulations, and even doing NOAA supercomputer simulations. So when I'm a world-class expert on this, and I can tell you that there's several ways of preventing absolutely any nuclear material. Number one, every city in the Western world, that includes Australia and New Zealand, scans every city for torsion field imaging for nuclear materials. Number two, there should be no nuclear materials going anywhere near the site, not only radiation detector, but they should have radiation detectors like our Inspector Plus. You could literally walk around containers or anything, and nobody would have a nuke down there. Number three, any unsavory characters should have fully security cleared. They're within this perimeter of the event. And nobody that should be able to march in there, for example, in these hearings that were had over the last few weeks about the cabinet for Donald Trump. I'm amazed that there were actually people even storming in there, screaming out all kinds of epithets and literally having what I call geopolitical seizures in the meeting. This is like, are you kidding me? How come these people actually got into the room? Okay, so if you have proper security, which I guarantee Donald Trump will have, there's not going to be any damn way there's a nuke going to go off there. And this kind of story is out there because they'd love, I mean, this is their wet dream of these Satanists to not only decapitate the government, but also to get rid of Donald Trump and any opposition because they want to declare martial law like Rosie O'Donnell, this freaking idiot. I mean, really, Rosie, are you crazy? Do you know what? The 21-gun salute is a firing squad and the bullets are aimed at your head because guarantee you, if you have martial law, the leftists like you are the first to go. So if you think it's going to be a good thing to declare martial law...
Historiologically, that's correct.
historically,
they got rid of the freaky left because they couldn't trust him.
Right, so the freaky left went first.
Some of the artwork it shows Rosie that I have on my site shows Rosie O'Donnell, and it says, it's not over till the fat lady sings.
Well, she'd be singing if she's there with a blindfold on, and she's singing...
Well, she's a very mean dyke.
But you know what? These people are so over the top. It's like you can just dismiss her and say, "Shut up, Rosie. We're going to dismiss you. You're not even a decent human being." I don't care what someone's sexual orientation is, as long as they don't shove it down their throat or try to teach kids or act vicious about it or attack young children.
But the problem is they do.
Right? They think it's their right. Well, no, it's their wrong. See, they teach people rights, but they don't teach them wrongs, do they?
Yeah. Well. One thing that, and they actually held a meeting, and guess where the meeting was held? It was at the Comet Ping Pong. That's the District of Columbia pizza restaurant. That was the location of the so-called Pizzagate event. And they wanted to use a stink bomb.
Probably the same people involved with, you know, and by the way, this guy MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter with George Soros. Now Soros' son apparently is stepping up to the plate to actually start funding these crazy organizations. Well, not just George Soros.
January 20th, the get-out-jail-free card turns to pixie dust. It evaporates into thin air.
I want to see
George Soros and his son should have multiple felony indictments under the U.S. Patriot Act and all kind of other federal legislation.
I want to see them arrested on the spot.
Tried, convicted, and sentenced to the rest of their lousy lives in a hellhole.
Yeah, but their lousy lives is only going to last about 20 or 30 seconds because they're going to be executed. The crimes that these guys have done deserves a final resting place with the dead in hell.
Oh, they're not going to enjoy eternity.
No. Well, no, eternity is very short because you're annihilated. See, God is kind. He takes the vile and he actually annihilates them. But it does take forever. But he does annihilate them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know, the anti-Trump things are so over the top, they've actually blown their own cover. And we see this with Mr. Brennan. Brennan, to me, needs to be, after Inauguration Day, arrested.
I hope he is arrested.
He is a nervy bastard, and he needs to be arrested. Also, Obama needs to be arrested.
If they do a biological test,
if they have to do a biological test to see if, indeed, our suspicions are correct, that Michelle Obama is Mike the Spike or a tranny, and that their kids are adopted.
Well, there's nothing about birth certificates
nothing
for those kids.
Nothing about Obama tells me that he's a straight man with a straight wife with two normal daughters, that he's a straight guy when he's pushing all this, you know, gay, lesbian
stuff. Well, they've identified Michelle is really Michael, I forget the last name, who he was. They've identified the real parents, their family. They're close to the Obamas. She's a physician, and as the real parents of the Obama girls. I don't know if that's true. If it is true,
well, it can be cleared up pretty quickly. Firstly, we know a couple of factoids. I spoke 2 weeks ago to a gentleman who worked for the NSA CIA, who owns a digital analysis company here in California that analyzed for the federal government the digital birth certificates of the abominator and proved years ago that this was total phony. Okay? Now, they did
this aside of Arpaio,
okay? Now, Arpaio's finished 2 more years of forensic analysis, and he's absolutely certain that Obama's a fraud. Now, if we start pulling this apart, we know a couple of factoids that are not conspiracy theories, okay? When he applied to school, he applied as an Occidental student in California as a foreign student that's not in America.
Yes, he did.
Now, that's a fact. He had a Social Security number from Connecticut where he's never lived there. And it was
from an 80-year-old dead man.
Right. So we now know that there's at least 2 factoids that say this guy is a complete fraud. So it means his entire presidency was a fraud, and 90% of the things he did were by the pen and the phone. So now he ruled since the second year of his government where he shoved in Obamacare, and the way he did it, by the way, was stupid. He didn't try to control costs or re-import drugs like Donald Trump's going to do from Canada. He literally handed over to the attorneys, the big insurance carriers, and the big pharma people to say, hey, go do it, and you know, and then turn it into a tax.
Their lobbyists wrote the bill.
Right, and then he had Supreme Court people, there was one idiot there in the Supreme Court, that said, hey, it's okay to turn this into a tax and get these massive penalties. Part of the reason why it's so hard on business is it's a tax and it has penalties with it. You can't make health insurance mandatory and put a tax and penalties and say, if you don't pay this. And the thing is, luckily the Republicans have held back in funding the IRS so they couldn't actually go after and enforce these taxes and penalties, because it would even be worse than it already is in business. So we have Obama, who literally, in what he's doing, by the way, is it's hurting doctors in practice because they're not even paid their deductible or their copay. It's hurting small groups. It's killing health insurance, which now, I think, something like 30% of districts now in America, there's only one provider. There's not even a choice. And this year is going to blow up. So even if Trump wasn't coming in, it was going to blow itself up anyway.
Yeah, well, it already was. It was in the process. But here's a little, my other little minor side effect to the thing. You know, under Obama, 96% of all jobs created during his 8 years have been part-time jobs.
Well, those are what's now, called Mick jobs, MC, like McDonald's and Mick jobs, with no benefits. Yeah. And people are often taking 2 or 3 of these jobs and say, look how many jobs he's created. It's like, are you kidding me?
Well, I've been told that Walmart has information for their employees, so it helps them fill out applications for food stamps and so forth. Our taxpayers are subsidizing Walmart and McDonald's and these places. But it's, you see, Obamacare basically locked that into place, because if you're paying someone $7 an hour, $8 an hour, $9 an hour, that's not exactly a high-end job, okay? And maybe you can pay them 40 hours, you need them, and you give them 40 hours. But now, when you hit that 30-hour mark, all of a sudden an employer is responsible for paying for Obamacare, which now you're talking about, you know, $300 a month or more per employee. So guess what happens? They said, well, hell with this. You know, none of our people are going to work over 25 hours a week. We're not going to get close to 30 and have to pay, shell out several hundred dollars for this guy. No. He's just flipping burgers or whatever, you know. He's stocking shelves. No, we're not going to pay that. So it basically eliminated the low-end 40-hour-a-week jobs. It decimated that, and it prevents people from getting 40-hour-a-week jobs at low wages. Not everybody can make $50,000 a year.
It put more and more people dependent on government, and government basically under, like, the progressive Democrats would say, hey, we got this cash cow. We don't care how big the debt gets. We're just going to keep on printing money and putting it out to people in food stamps and so on. What if the government goes insolvent? What if they can't afford all this stuff? What if they can't even afford to keep our military, to keep our bases around the world? And as a result, we have health care that literally people can't even use. 86% of the time they can't pay the copays or the deductibles.
I have a neighbor. It's a nice upper middle class neighborhood. I've lived in it for many years. He lives a few blocks from me. Known him. I ran into him at Sam's one day, and I said, hey, Bill, I haven't seen you for a while. And He said, we moved out, and I noticed that they had a dumpster and all kind of stuff. They looked like they were doing something. His wife got sick. Now, they had health insurance on her. Not Obamacare. They had Recro health insurance on her, but she had several operations. Of course, you know, in a country where the statistical norm across the country for over-the-counter Tylenol prescribed in hospitals $49, huh? You know, that's the low end. It was hundreds of thousands. They couldn't afford it. His insurance paid off to the full extent that they were obligated to, but there were so many, was six figures on top of that. So they joined the great mass of people who, the majority of people in this country who declare bankruptcy for medical reasons, and the majority of those people have health insurance.
Over 90%.
Yeah, it's just outrageous. It's just outrageous. I don't blame the individual physician, although they're not starving.
The doctors are suffering. Under Obamacare, they're paid less. They're not even getting their co-pays.
I know. Well, it depends. There's some orthopedic surgeons and
the high-end plastic surgeons and orthopedics.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. But the point is,
the hospitals, there's a hospital less than a mile from my house. They're building right now on two sides of the hospital. It's a new hospital. They can't build fast enough. Of course, you get, well, the CEO just retired. She was making about $7 million a year on salary and benefits and so forth. $7 million. Why? Well, because they rape everybody that walks in the door, and they use the legal profession as their enforcement arm. This has got to stop in this country. We can't survive it, literally. And that's one of the things. But, when you drain the swamp, people have to be held criminally responsible for their crimes.
But even the Republicans...
Let me get back to Obama.
Let me say this one thing about health care, though. Because Obama, but there are a number of Republicans are freaked out that Obama didn't ever control costs or repatriate drugs from Canada. Trump is doing that. So a number of Republicans are thinking, I don't know if we can go along with this. Trump, in other words, the gravy train's going to stop. And the gravy train needs to stop, okay? Not only while they're in office, but after they're out of office. Because, what's going on right now is it's not just a Democratic problem. There's a number of Republicans that are kind of like getting what I call the anal wink sign. They're going, oh, my God, I don't know if I want this. We're going to lose the gravy train. Gravy train's over, buds. We can't afford this kind of mess.
We can't afford it. Let me get back to saying something about Obama. Right. Okay, when you start looking at his family, is Michelle a he, and are those really their kids? Why aren't there birth certificates for him? Then you get into his birth certificate, and you get into this whole birther thing. The globalists, he was their front man. He was a political marketing candidate. A light-skinned, intelligent black who could articulate well, could read off the teleprompter. When his teleprompter goes down, he's an idiot. But he could read off the teleprompter well, and white Americans had yelled how blacks were mistreated and so forth. So nobody could criticize him, and if you did, the media wouldn't report it. Well, the point is, if the man, as he claimed to be when he applied as an undergraduate to Occidental University, if the man is a foreign citizen who was not an American from birth, he can, even if somehow he became an American citizen, and there's no record of that, he would not be eligible. The Constitution is very specific. You have to be a native-born American to be American, to be president of the United States. Okay, period. End of sentence. Now, if in fact, as a resident and a member of the Senate, and there's a question if he was another citizen, he wasn't really even eligible to be a senator. And that's you're talking about a host of felonies there. But if he, in fact, usurped the office of president, knowing full well his background, that is high treason. Now, the Constitution limits the definition of high treason because the English abused it. You have to have two witnesses. I think we've got the two witnesses, okay? Maybe a few million. Now, if in fact he committed high treason not only once but twice as being sworn in and all the acts and so forth he did, high treason is still a crime under which the federal government executes people.
Yeah.
I don't remember right now if it's by firing squad, hanging, or hot shot. I think it's a hot shot. Okay. Now, it also applies to people who aid and abet the commission of that high treason knowingly, accessories before, during, and after the fact. There's a lot of people around Obama that knew it, that covered it up. Those people are guilty of high treason and are subject to indictment and being tried, and if convicted, they literally could be executed or put or sentenced to prison for life imprisonment. This needs to be addressed. It should not just go away.
I got a new idea.
911, all of it.
Tim, I put an idea out about a year ago, and I call it spitball prison. No. Spitball prison is where you have a coin-operated thing where kids can put in coins and you get spitballs, and you give life extension technology, so 100 years from now, these criminals aren't dead, but they got to work at hard labor while they're in this pit, and you can shoot spitballs at them with kids so you can embarrass them while they're running around working at hard labor getting shot at. Okay, now, the fact is that it's much better to permanently embarrass someone who's a criminal and never give them any time off than to just execute them. Because, to be honest with you, that's easy, too easy out. And a good example is to say, do you want to go to our spitball hard labor prison where kids can constantly shoot at you and hurt you? And it won't, it's not lethal. I mean, it's just going to be embarrassing, hurt like hell. But, you know, to me, this is almost a better thing, because when we kill someone, we traumatize ourselves. Just like, for example, if I was a doctor and I went to all the prisons, most of the criminals there, I could say, like young Frankenstein, have an abnormal brain. And I can do a number of studies I can just order right now that would tell you precisely that these people that are in prison have manganese levels that are toxic, heavy metals, abnormal brain chemistry, abnormal genetics, monoamine oxidase, packaging their serotonin. They're screwed up. They're genetically screwed up. They're socially screwed up. They've got bad parenting. They've got bad social upbringing. They've been shoved into a
fetal alcohol syndrome.
They got a fetal alcohol syndrome. They got everything.
And
if you look at them, they have, in the words of young Frankenstein, an abnormal brain. Now, when you look at somebody like Hillary Clinton, her upbringing is her parents basically sacrificed her to demonic sex magic rituals and human sacrifice. It's not surprising that she's a freaking mess and she's a witch. It's because she's been cursed by her own family. Now, the globalists do this thing, and that's how they pass it through even the Rothschilds. You know, I'm sure a little innocent baby born to these monsters isn't going to be innocent very long, because they're going to make sure they induct them into the same devil tree that they're into.
Well, Adolf Hitler was 1/4 Rothschild. He was a sweetheart.
Right. So, you know, the high road to me is, let's fix the system. Like Donald Trump, he's washed his hands like Pilate. He's going to leave it up to his guys to continue searching the Clinton Foundation. And I'm certain there'll be enough investigations. They're going to start nibbling away over the next 4 to 8 years at Obama and prove that the guy's totally a fraud. First off, his legacy is going to be gone in weeks, because 90% of what he did is going to be taken away by the phone and the
what legacy
of Donald Trump. His
What legacy?
Well, I'll tell you what his legacy is. His legacy is making sure that rather than fixing things with their reset with Russia, that they make sure that they can put men into these LGBT bathrooms. His legacy is setting up healthcare and death panels with Easy Kill Emmanuel to make sure you, when granny gets old or sick enough, she either can't afford to get the treatment or they get a death panel.
Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. How many people were killed this Martin
Over
Luther
the weekend,
King
I think
weekend.
It was like 40-something or something crazy.
Yeah,
like,
in his Chicago. He's
over MLK
mayor,
weekend.
Hell of a like, mayor.
Oh, well, and you look at this guy, he's smirking over us like, yeah, pretty good. Hey, got a lot of dead people. I'm looking around Rahm Emanuel, I'm saying, this guy's a monster. He's not only a twisted sexual man, this guy's
a heinous, evil person. Our great commander-in-chief made their money when they were young as male prostitutes in the biggest gay bathhouse in Chicago. So, you know, that tells you a little bit about their character.
Yeah, but they're not just sexually twisted. They're spiritually twisted. They get off on seeing other people squirm and die in horror, especially children.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with you. Maybe they're twisted from childhood and all. But, you know, my wife was one of the kindest, sweetest, and smartest people I've ever known. But when we would talk about these people that would molest children, her answer was, well, sometimes they were molested. But, you know, it's kind of like a vampire. You know, he's a vampire because somebody else, another vampire, bit him. And, of course, vampires are mythical. But how do you end vampires? Well, you shoot them with a silver bullet or you drive a stake through their heart. In other words, you put an end to it by wiping them off the map.
Yeah, I
agree. And, you know, we got a lot of people that need to have a...
They need to have the vampire cure.
At the end of a rope.
The vampire cure is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think Donald Trump is there. He's going to be... not only the dragon slayer of the Hildebeest, but also the vampire slayer. And the inauguration day, I think, is going to come off smoothly.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Bill, I think there will be some instance,
well,
but
be
I don't think
inside,
it will be that
It's not
big. Going
to get inside the mall or the area around.
Medical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Earth move and then the end.
I've drowned and drowned. Now, 3 days away from inauguration. I think other than a few stink bombs and some crazy protests and vile words from people like Rosie O'Donnell, I don't think it's going to happen. I think what will happen is that here's the agenda that he has to do in the first 100 days. Number one, Obamacare is going to be replaced. Number two, he's going to put a Supreme Court justice. Number three, he's going to start making a deal with Russia, which means end with China, and he's going to start dialoguing with them. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. One-child policy, you start playing ball with us in trade. And we'll talk about the one-child thing, the one-China policy. With Russia, they're going to build on their military. By the way, Russia hasn't brought in troops and so on into Ukraine or eastern Ukraine.
No, but they did bring the S-400 air defense.
Yeah, well, that's just an air defense because they're being bombed to smithereens. I talked to people over there in eastern Ukraine, and they were constantly shelling and killing people in their homes even. So what's going to happen here?
Well, the support for the coup government, which is what it is in the Ukraine, I believe that has a time stamp on it that will expire.
Well, he's going to make it expire
p.m. Eastern time in less than 3 days now.
No. By the way, the guy that's supposed to be managing the inauguration is supposed to be terminated by Obama on high noon, which looks real suspicious. Why Jim Fitzer thinks that maybe?
Well, actually, that story, the Trump people were able to show that story wasn't true. Trump was willing to let him finish through the inauguration event.
Right.
He said, "I'm out. If I'm out at the end, I'm out at 12 o'clock precisely." He's obviously a strong Obama supporter, and that was not Trump's doing, and the position he has, that general has, is equivalent to an adjutant general in a state, but it's not a state, so they call him the commander of the D.C. Guard, not the adjutant general.
Right.
An adjutant general serves and is appointed by the governor. And when the governor leaves office, there's always a new one appointed. In fact, in the state of Kentucky, for example, the first appointment that the governor of the state, under the state constitution, must make is the adjutant general. And
yeah, it's good you know those regulations. So, in other words, they blow it up out of proportion.
Yeah.
I think that Trump is going to start getting manufacturing back here. He's leading to get Mr. Ma and even Amazon is going to start being broken up with the antitrust legislation.
Yeah, what needs to be broken up. $185 billion.
They're going to collaborate with small business so we can have small business again, including black small business.
Well, but you remember what longtime MP George Galloway from Britain says, Trump is marked for assassination.
Yeah.
Trump is going to have to be very careful.
You know what?
Very, very careful.
I'm sure his team's going to help him. But, you know, you come up with that, you only have to use 1.5 neurons to think that they're walking assassin.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
The wet dream of the Satanist progressive
Trump's going to have to go after the people at the top.
He will. Don't worry. He's a lot tougher than people think.
I hope so.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.